We are back. Part two of consistency. I love it. Mike, thanks for joining us.
Fuck me. To have on here for consistency or lack thereof.
Well, so, you know, I think I started this podcast saying that I just wanted this podcast to be real life. You know, everyday people struggling with everyday problems, right? So
yeah.
I think this is a good one to talk about and not only have you on it, but to share some experiences. And I'll start, since I was the one that wanted to do this, and give you some time to think about it. Did you get a chance to listen to the whole first one?
Yeah, you had some really good verses in there. And
nice.
You talked about how your dad. So for those of you that have not listened to it, you know, stop this one. Go back on
exactly.
Pat's channel, The Charks. Listen to that one first, and then come back to this one. So you're getting it in order, and you're also getting what he said prior to this. But he shared about his dad and school life and basically some things that led to you wanting to be consistent,
right?
You know, faithful and carry things
right.
out. Because promises are a big deal to you, and I can definitely testify to that. And then, you know, you also being a dad just makes it even more so.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something that you wanna give your daughter the consistency that you feel you didn't receive.
Right.
And
exactly.
It doesn't just stop there. I can definitely say with church, with Ironman and other things, I would say you are a consistent, loyal, faithful individual.
Well, thank you, sir. I definitely have had my struggles, though, which is where I was going to start. I know when I first got into college, you know, they were real big on getting people to commit. And, I mean, I was still wet behind the ears, graduating high school, you know, and we had to fill out these sheets of paper every single Monday. I think it was called activity reports. And it basically had on there, like, where you were serving over the weekend, and if you didn't, why you didn't. So they were real big on stuff. And you'd actually get demerits, which is like referrals, for not being involved and committed. And so it started with me, you know, I guess hating it in college because it was more forced than it was, you know what I mean, like practice or enjoyable, I should say, wanting to do it. And I remember when I first graduated college, one of my first things was to get away from that, to get away from the whole, you know, you have to be there, you have to do this, you know. And it wasn't until maybe 5 years later till my mindset changed from you have to do this to you get to do this. You know, there's some people that don't get to do this, you know, and it took me a while to get there, but man, I struggled for a long time wanting to get back involved, especially I left Trinity for a while to go start a church with some friends, and then God led us back to Trinity. And when we came back to Trinity, that's when we were looking to get involved again. And so it's been a challenge for me, again, not to overdo it and overcommit. That's kind of what I wanted to talk about, too, maybe after you share some thoughts is, you know, how do you know when you're overcommitting? Maybe you're too consistent. I know people who are too rigid. You know what I mean? Like, they will call you out if you don't keep your word, or, you know, you slip on a word, you know, and I've even been one to do that. So I'd love to talk about that and maybe ways to deal with that and balance that. Maybe after you have some thoughts, Mikey, Mike, Funky Bunch.
I remember like way back with, you know, church, faithful and true, and trying to do some extra things that started to become an issue with me and my wife. So that was kind of a sign of, hey, you know, I need to tone back a little bit some of the extra stuff I'm doing. You know, like you have to have a work, you know, work balance, family balance, and, you know, there's got to be balances to everything that you're doing, to where you're giving everybody their due, so to speak, I guess for a lack of a better term. But, you know, I think when you start to overextend yourself, you're going to, you're definitely going to feel it, you know, physically and all that stuff. And, you know, if you're married and got a family, you know, I think they're definitely going to let you know, hey,
we miss you.
And your first priority should be to us, probably, you know, is what they're going to be thinking. But
absolutely.
And, you know, this is one of those things that, you know, lovingly, you know, Chad and I, we have a strong friendship. And this is one of the things that you've definitely, you know, come to me before in love and like, hey man, you know, you're over promising, you know, like, and right. That's something I struggle with, because like I want to make people happy, and you know, so you've helped me see in my own life areas in which, you know, I need to be better consistency, and then also, you know, what I promised, like, let, you know, that verse in the Bible, let your yes be yes and your no be no.
Right.
So this is definitely something that I struggle with, and I have no problem admitting to everybody that's listening, hey, you know, I struggle with this, and Chad's a great guy that's helping me work on that. I'm kind of at that part where I'm trying to be better. Like, I don't always attend faithful, you know, well, I don't attend Faithful and True anymore, but Ironman, I'm not consistent with it on a regular basis due to work life. And honestly, right. I really do enjoy, you know, Mondays, Fridays, and Saturdays are usually like the busiest days I have with new starts and stuff. And I really enjoy not having to run around on a Monday after a long day and having to, you know, go to the meetings and stuff. I kind of selfishly enjoy the downtime that I'm having.
Sure.
And, by not going. And at the same time, I do know full well I'm missing out on that fellowship and spiritual growth. And, you know, I kind of think of it as a season I'm going through right now, where I kind of feel like I need that reprieve a little bit. Mm-hmm. A little bit of a break, but I do ultimately want to get back in with a group on a consistent basis, because I do know I need it, and I can feel it in my soul and my spiritual life, and you know, that's where I want to bring up the bike. I think he talked about the biking, you know.
Yeah, a little
thing, and that's something I'm really enjoying the fellowship out of that. Like, I really enjoy that camaraderie, where we're sharing in each other's lives and the hardships and things that we're going through. And I really want to be consistent with that, you know, for health reasons and that camaraderie, 'cause I feel like it's a little bit more personable than the fellowship you get with Ironman, for example. And I'm really enjoying that part of it.
Right.
But as far as a group, I definitely fall short and definitely need to get back into a group, you know, because I can feel it, you know, spiritually, and need that fellowship as well that comes from being part of a group that's getting in the Word. So if there's any questions, feel free to ask, brother. Or whatever else you wanted to talk about.
Yeah, I lost you there for a second because I was getting a call. I guess I should turn my phone on Do Not Disturb. Let's see if I can do that. I did have a question for you. And that's one reason why I wanted you on today, was because, you know, in order to talk about a topic thoroughly, you need both sides. You know what I mean? You need the side that has been there, done that. And you need the side that is going through it. You know what I mean? So I think you and I make a really good circle here of consistency. And I think you've gotten a lot better, man, to be honest with you. Which I think I stated in the first part is, you know, it's, this isn't a thing you're going to obtain overnight or within a week. It's over the time process, you know. It's definitely something that people have to work on and to get better at. So I appreciate you being vulnerable and honest and transparent, Mikey Mike. And I'm glad that you were able to join us today on this. I definitely think you hit some really good points, which is what I wanted to ask you about. All of us have a lot of on our plate, right? We got family life. Excuse me. We got work. We got church. Some of us even have hobbies or extracurricular activities that pull us away even more and exert us in different areas. But one thing I'm learning is that you definitely make time for what you think is important, right? Not necessarily you, but all of us as a whole. If we find something we want to do and we want to do it, we're going to make time for it, right? Like, no matter what, even if we don't have time or even if we don't have enough energy, we're going to find the time and energy to do it. Would you agree?
Oh, yeah.
So, like, I guess my heart in this podcast is like, how do you turn that into good, like, let's say a person's listening right now and they're doing something like gaming or, you know, maybe a hobby that only allows them to go, or maybe they even consider rest to be one of their downtimes, which is, you know, in and of itself is not bad. But how do we take those things and turn them into something really good, like a group or, like you said, the biking, to where you get fellowship and accountability? How do you think you can do that and be balanced?
Well, I think what you did with the bike riding, you opened that up to your church.
Right.
And also Ironman and some other friends of yours that aren't necessarily involved with Ironman or go to your, you know, church. You know, it's something that, one, you know, physically you're trying to get in better shape, and this is an outlet for that. You know, secondly, there's that camaraderie of, hey, it's not necessarily, hey, you're going to church and you're going to be in the Word and in a service for an hour or so. It's a little right. bit different than a church service that, for those of you that have gone to church and stuff like that. And it's not quite like a small group.
Right.
It's a little bit different because you're doing an activity where you're getting more of that intimate fellowship
mm-hmm.
with some believers. And then, you know, the health benefits of it. And it's also, you know, I think we talked the other day about the gym. Like, I'm really enjoying this because, for me, like, the gym setting and trying to get to the gym is it's kind of exhausting and draining, the times that I'm able to go, and I just don't want to go, but I really enjoy bike riding a lot more around my neighborhood mm-hmm. than going to the gym, and I'm one of those suckers that's currently paying a gym membership.
That's where they get you.
Yeah, taking advantage of it. And then for me, it's just the fact that there's so many people and all this stuff. It's crowded most of the time.
Mm-hmm. You go.
And honestly, I don't want to be around a bunch of women and all this stuff. And, you know, like, in the gym setting, you know, I'd rather just right. be with my bros.
Right.
And also have that increased accountability and stuff and encouragement.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I mean, I think the way that you're doing – this bike fellowship, you know, outing activity thing is exactly, you know, the example that you're probably looking of, you know.
Yeah, and I was going to say, too, that you do got to find something that you're good at and you like, you know, like, for instance, there was a guy in our group that wanted to start the Insanity workout. And folks, let me tell you, if you've done it, you know what I'm talking about. If you haven't, you're not missing much.
It's literally insanity.
Yeah, the name speaks for itself. So, you know, this guy, like, I love him to death, man. We've had him on our podcast, but he's real big on it, loves it. He's good at it. He's great at it. So, you know, to each his own. I tried it, failed miserably, did not like it. And, you know, you can't push yourself to be consistent in something you're not going to succeed or enjoy. You got to find something, like Mike said, biking versus gym. Which one would you get more pleasure out of? And do that. Then start inviting friends and accountability, and I think you'll go further than if you would, you know, getting into something you're not going to enjoy. And I think that ties into to like groups. You know, you got to find a group that you're going to grow in. You can't go to a group where you don't feel comfortable, where you don't feel, you know, led to teach or preach or whatever. That's one thing I love about Ironman, man. We have every single walk of life in that group, I think. And Kevin does a phenomenal job with these guys of teaching them. And he knows, man, that that's his calling. And I believe if he were put anywhere else, man, he probably would not be as successful as he is at Ironman. Or maybe not as successful. I misunderstood or missaid that. I think Kevin would be successful anywhere he goes, but I think he's making more of an impact now on Monday nights than he would in another group right now. So you definitely got to find a group where you feel most needed, I guess. Is that the right word?
And I hate to interrupt you, Chad. I will have to get off of here.
No, you're good, Bubba. Well, thanks for coming.
1 minute, but I really enjoyed the opportunity to
absolutely, man,
share with you, and hopefully a lot of people can relate to my inconsistency, and you know, as Chad and my brothers challenged me, I do want to challenge y'all to find ways to let your yes be yes and your no be no, and also find ways where you can improve on your consistency. And you know, if you take a break, like I'm kind of taking a break for a little bit for a season, you know, definitely get plugged back in. And that's my next step, is getting plugged back in. So love you guys. And thank you, Chad.
Man, I love you too, my brother from another mother. And thank you again for joining us. We'll see you next time. And I'll go ahead and close out this podcast, ladies and gentlemen, by saying that I appreciate you guys listening. If you know somebody who struggles with this, please pass this on. Like Mike said, let them listen to part one and then send them part two. I think they'll get a big blessing out of it. And remember, sometimes consistency isn't just for you. It can be for others too. Maybe somebody needs to see it in your life in order for it to make a difference in theirs. So thank you again. We're here at the Charks Live. Go to Mike's page, check his out. I believe he's got a new one on there. And we love you guys. Take care.